Hello, this is Yoki Wendell's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for your potential will open and infinitively awaken to all the possibility in your life, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Oh, really, it's really getting there, the names of the Buddhas who were born as a human being since the beginning of the universe, or beginning of this planet. Anyway, next name is Ijin. Is this Ijin means, well, it's, well, if I follow the tradition, this Ijin means dignity and selection. But actually, I prefer to interpret the Ijin as a majestic power. Majestic power that opens the potential of the beings, including the Buddha nature. Well, every time I repeat this in the Dharma talk, that the true yourself is the grace with the universe, which means that you have the infinite potential, and we have a responsibility to awaken the internal great spirit of the universe. We have responsibility to open our future for, to open all the possibilities. And what is interesting is that the awakening of the potential and the joyfulness springs out, this is the same thing. Just look at only the different what angle you look at it to. So the joyfulness is very important. So, and the name is the next name is the Dharma Wisdom. Hoe, that the Buddha that opens up your potential is Buddha that lets you realize your dignity and selection, and that Buddha is to let you realize the Dharma. By the way, how you be able to awaken your potential? How you be able to be in a state of joyfulness? And how you be able to be an existence of the dignity and selection? You gotta be as a child. Be as a child, and whenever you feel you move impressive or you're happy about it, then praise about it. Especially to the person. Be interested to, always be interested to the potential of other people. Anything you find in potential in other people is in your side, it's in your inside of your heart, inside of your existence. I mean, actually, you are the true yourself is the great spirit of the universe, therefore you have everything inside. But in case if you find the good point of of other people. That good point is that in your heart, subconsciousness, which is on the way to be awakened, or already awakened, people only see the same aspect of oneself to other person. If you see other person's negative point of other person, for sure you have the same point, same negative point in your subconsciousness. Either you recognize or not, either you realize or not, either you realize and hold it and not let it happen or let it come out. Anyway, it is in your heart. What I want to say is, if one are always only looking at, not positive side aspect of other people, or if one are not interested to see on other people's potential in other people's heart, it means you are not interested to potential of yourself. The one who are interested to the good future of you oneself, at the same time, that the one is have a positive interest to the future of other people. It is very ironically interesting that what wish for others is what wish for yourself subconsciously. What praise of others is what you have in your heart and wanted to come out. So keep looking at the positive point of other people and praise it. If you don't have this custom to praise other people, or if you don't have a custom to see positive point of other people, then even just the word, say something positive, especially the point, potential point of other people. That will awaken your potential. That will awaken your joyfulness. That even awaken your dignity and quick and selective. Our potential of you yourself is symbolized as the picture of the Christ. Picture of the angels, or the picture of Jesus in the childhood time, or the Buddha's childhood time. But it's interesting that it seems like to praise other people. We have fear to praise other people because it's you feel like it sounds like make yourself lower than other people. But actually, it's opposite. By praising other people, your dignity and selection will come up. Isn't this contradiction interesting? I wish you may start praising other people. Whatever, and don't ever forget, only look at the potential point of view of other people. There is no physical body in yourself or also other people. The true self is a spirit, and spirit you have to look at only the potential, and with the heart of the praise, look at the potential of other people. And you reflect to yourself. In that way, your potential be awakened, your dignity and selection will become awakened. Be like a child and be joyful and be strong enough to praise others. Child enough to be to praise others. Be dignity and selection enough to praise others.